I hit the button. Should we keep... We've done 148 goddamn episodes. We need to do sound tests anymore?
Sometimes, Lois, a grown man needs to shit his pants.
Keep going, Joe. You're doing the intro today.
Welcome, everyone. No, I'm not going to do Judd Crandall this time. Welcome to our silly podcast.
AM edition. Joe Neal.
God damn it. My name is Joe Neal. And,
God damn it.
This is my cousin, my brother from another mother, the same grandmother, Jason Mark. We also have Ian Sane in the membrane joining us once again. And we are going to talk about shit.
That was perfect timing, and you roboted at the same time, so it's going to sound great.
So the word shit didn't come through? That was the most important word.
It did come through. So when you guys, when we were talking about the subject of this show, you meant actual fecal matter. You didn't mean just like stuff. I said, what are we going to talk about? And Joe sent me a text, shit.
Well, it could be both.
Yeah, well, I don't want to limit us. I mean, we haven't talked to Ian in a while, so we can talk about whatever the hell we want. But I figure it's always fun to talk about shit, human shit, animal shit, and then just figurative shit.
You mean like this?
Your shit, my shit.
Poop on you. Poop on you. Poop on you. Poop on you.
Is that Roseanne Barr saying poop on me?
No. It is somebody named Rose something, though.
What?
What's her name? Rosanna Pansino. So, I was...
That's weird. Okay. Poop on me.
Fine. Yeah.
Or was it? Was she talking to Ian? Ian, poop on you, man.
Poop on you too, Joe.
All right.
Are you saying that she wasn't sure who she was saying poop on?
She said poop on you a few times. I don't know who she was talking to.
Oh, so she's confused.
Why do they even call it dyslexia?
Look, there's delusions of reference. You guys are you familiar with that?
No, but I like it. I like it. I think I know what my new disease is.
It's a common feature of psychosis,
which you deal with at Taco Bell on a daily basis because people actually want to eat, think they want to eat that food.
Yeah, they do. They think that the tacos are calling out for them, which is a delusion of reference.
Oh, is that how it works? I thought delusion of reference was...
Well, no, it's a delusion of reference specifically is when you think like the TV or the radio or some billboard or something is talking to you specifically.
Oh.
That it's not talking to the public and it's not trying to get your attention amongst other people. It was designed specifically for you and is trying to communicate to you.
I thought...
But actually, I think if you're thinking that tacos are literally... Pardon me. Literally calling out your name. That's more than just a delusion of reference. That's, that's hallucinations and delusions of other sorts. Anyway, I don't really know a whole lot about this, but I thought the idea of delusion of reference is some good shit for the podcast. See,
you know tacos.
Is it snack time?
Because that's what you do. I was trying to suggest that there's a lot of psychosis involving the eating of food at Taco Bell, not specifically delusion of reference. And I furthermore thought delusion of reference meant that you are deluded in thinking everyone gets your reference. Like if I say, oh yeah.
No, that's just, there's a different name for that, but something that I'm stricken with.
Okay. Sure. So there's a different name for that?
I brought up Mutt and Jeff on the last episode.
That's true. What's the name for doing that?
That's just being old and nobody knows what you're fucking talking about anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're so smart. Yeah.
Ian, I've always said this about you.
You're so smart.
Oh, thanks.
So I don't know why. I love pulling back the curtain just to show you how stupid I am. I spent the time while y'all were getting ready taking clips from this Rosanna lady. I don't know why I'm obsessed. All she does is talk about makeup. And poop.
Seems like she's talking to small children.
Nope, that's how she talks on YouTube. She talks about poop a lot, too. See, I randomly found this video on YouTube. I don't even remember what I was watching, but I popped this up, and she's talking about makeup and stuff, and there's one point where she says, poop on you, dyslexia, because I got the whole, you know...
Poop on you.
Because apparently she has dyslexia, but she managed to memorize 12 pages of a script because she needed to be in a video thing. So it was 12 pages of a continuous take, so she couldn't just do her lines one at a time. She had to do them all, right? So dyslexia, memorized 12 pages of a script. That's challenging. I was impressed. So she said, poop on you, and we're going to talk about shit today. So I recorded her saying poop on you. But as I went through this two-hour video of hers, she says poop a lot. Like a lot. I need you to picture this person. You can like Google her if you want to. She is basically the antithesis of JBC. Like we are. What, Ian, how would you describe this show?
Shit's good. I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
No. and more specifically, we're old white dudes that
yeah.
are telling dick jokes.
Yeah.
Fuck your mom jokes.
Yeah. And this. And this young lady, she's got, you know, a perfect makeup job going there. She's got the beautiful hair. She's got a Christmassy sweater. There's a Christmas tree in the background. It's all just – it's just so wholesome and glowing and warm and, you know, nice. And she's like – her in-laws are in town and she's interacting with her nephew. And he's like one and he's cute. Anyway, it's the opposite of us. But – as I went through the video, all she talks about poop a lot. Like, listen to this.
Oh, Cootie, Cootie, you can't eat that. That's his. Yeah, Cootie, 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 that's not yours. Oh, no, there's poop on her butt. Oh, no. What? Oh, no, Cootie. Oh, no. Oh, hold on. No. Cut. I gotta wipe her butt. Oh, no. Whew, and we're back.
So.
Jason. Hey, Does this woman, is she a YouTube star?
Yeah.
This is what's happening?
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of shit, I am not going to shit on YouTube. I'm not going to shit on YouTube stars. And I'm not going to shit on whatever generation made this happen. And I'm not going to shit on this woman. Because what she does is, she doesn't hurt anybody. And she makes money, good for her.
But right? Her cat is going to have shit on its butt.
No, that wasn't a cat. That was one of those little tiny – it was a pug. He's a pug dog.
Oh, yeah. She just kept saying putty, and when I think putty, I think putty tat. Yeah. But I've got a Looney Tunes-centric way of thinking. Oh,
okay. Fair enough. So I just
– I have a fucking water heater in the background, not a Christmas tree. So it's a very different show
yeah.
that she's putting on.
Yeah. So, in order to change the subject away from my really creepy obsessions, Ian, what's in your background?
Shit.
In my background behind me now, I've got just a wall. I'm sitting in my office. But we did put up our giant 9-foot silver Christmas tree the other day. We got sick of using the real ones and having the tree shit pine needles all over the house as yeah. we pull it in and push it out. And so we got a big, giant silver one with built-in lights, and it's glorious.
That's awesome. Cool. Now, you live in a mansion.
I live in a larger house than I had lived in before. Yeah. The dog grooming business has really paid off.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, so the 9-foot tree fits. Like a 9-foot tree in my house would be half a tree.
Yeah, the 9-foot tree fits in the house. So that's something. Yeah.
So you got 9-foot ceiling somewhere or higher.
Right. Well, to be honest, we had to sort of bend over the top 2 inches. So it's more like an 8-foot 10 ceiling. So I can't go claiming some glorious 9-foot ceiling.
Okay.
But it's pretty high.
Well, yeah, in my house, somebody. The tree would go up and then be cut off, and there'd be a sign that says to be continued, and then in the next room, you would see the top of the fucking tree.
Okay.
Cool. That would actually be really fun. That would be super cool.
Like that idea.
That actually is a good idea. Is it too late for me to get a 9-foot tree? I feel like we're coming into December hot here.
It's not too late, especially if you get a fake one like I did.
Yeah. Mm. I think the best day... Welcome to the We Don't Like Christmas, at least I don't, episode. I think the best day to get a Christmas tree is like Christmas Eve. Get the last scraggly nasty one. You put it in your house. See, this, the thing is that you decorate it like shit. That way it's less emotionally burdenful to take it down the next day, which is Christmas. You take it down like a Christmas night. You take it down.
And you don't decorate it with literal shit. Like, you don't come in like an ape slinging shit, throwing poop at your Christmas tree.
That no.
That would be funky house.
Blasphemous.
No, but what you do is you go find that guy who starred in Aquaman, whatever his name is, Chesty McNice Eyes. I can't remember his name. And you say to him, hey, you know what we're going to do from now on? We're going to make single-use Christmas tree ornaments. Then you capture his tears as he cries, and then you capture your blood when he beats the shit out of you, and you mix them together, and you make a little golem. And then now that you've offended also Jewish people, what you do – interrupt me anytime, guys. What you do is you take that and you use it to have a subject to talk about on a shitty podcast. And even though your co-hosts refuse to fucking interrupt you because you don't know what you're saying.
you're wanting me to interrupt.
Yeah.
Look, so those ornaments are made of shit and blood.
No. The golem is made of tears and blood. The ornaments are just single use because that way Aquaman gets mad. And he's a big beefy dude. He will beat you.
What does it mean for an ornament to be single use? Is it made of tissue paper or like what? How do you do that?
I think what it means is you don't take the ornament off the tree when you recycle the tree. I don't give a fuck what it's made of. You just leave it on. Yeah.
And clearly that's a perishable item.
Not necessarily. Single-use plastic bottles, which Aquaman hates. I know this because I saw an article on CNN about an Instagram argument between Aquaman and that guy from Parks and Rec who's funny, and Chris Pratt, and who was married to, what's her name? Anna Faris. And then they split up. What the hell's his problem? Anyway.
That was sad. Well, you know, historically on this show, we do start talking about Christmas here and there. As soon as December hits, we start talking about it a little bit. So
your thought is that Aquaman isn't opposed to the idea of like littering or something. He's just opposed to the idea of single use things in general. Christmas ornaments, single
use. Yeah, because they ruin the ocean.
Yeah.
How is a single use Christmas? Well, okay. Nah, I don't think that's true.
No, it's the single useness of a thing. I think that he would be generically opposed to, specifically single-use plastic bottles.
Yes.
I think they call them single-use. Like, that's to be a pejorative. Like, you put it on there, like, when you say, like, if you say somebody's pro-abortion, it makes it sound like they are, hey, let's kill some babies, when really what they are is pro-choice. So when you say single-use bottle.
So whenever whenever Aquaman hears the word single use, it just makes him cry.
That's what I'm thinking.
Now I'm getting it.
I think single use is his curse word. Like we say shit, like that's a bunch of shit. And he'll say, that's a single use. Except he won't do it. He'll do it in a man. That's a sick. No. How do you do a manly Aquaman voice?
He likes stubs his toe on a coral reef and he's like, single use.
Yeah, something like that.
So he would never have a one night stand because that would be like a single use sex partner.
That's right. I think you're absolutely correct there. So where was we going with this?
Good start, guys.
So I'm just saying that the best time to put up your tree is the day before. So, Joe, you have plenty of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, and your whole idea, I realize that I think we have a lot in common with Charlie Brown sometimes. I say me and you,
yeah,
Jason.
Ian does,
too. We're very Charlie Brownish. And getting a last-minute shitty Christmas tree – that's a very Charlie Brown thing to do.
Yeah, but whereas I think Charlie Brown does it out of an inadequacy of whatever, I'm doing it out of a necessity of disdain. Should I call today's episode a necessity of disdain?
Until we come up with a better name. That's a good candidate.
I think that...
The stain.
What? Or what? Say that again?
The messy of the stain, since it's also a...
Rhymes. The messy of the stank? Is that what you said?
Stain.
The messy of the stain.
Yeah, necessity, well. Messy, stain. Never mind. It's not funny anymore.
Hey,
look, we came here to talk about shit.
Yeah, and you know what's shit is that I just realized that, like, there's Murder of Crows and Herd of Cows, and it's called A Necessity of Disdains. And that's Ian was getting at because he was saying stains. And I like where he's going. And I like where he's coming from. And the place he is in right now, I like that too. I like his whole journey. I like the first step he took, the last step, the step he's taking now.
This is a bonus episode. And speaking of stains, maybe we could talk about shit stains or near shit stains. Because really, I want to make sure that we get one thing accomplished, and that is we talk about Ian Sane and his recent experience. I understand that you nearly shit your pants.
I nearly. Didn't quite do it, but it was a close call. It was a close enough call that, as you know, I texted you afterwards and said, holy shit, I almost shit my pants. Yeah.
Because you knew I would appreciate that.
Because I knew you would appreciate that, yeah. And I figured you were probably sitting, in a session with your management team at KFC or something, and then you'd get a text message and you'd look down and you'd have a hard time like keeping it serious and focused on your KFC Taco Bell work. So I thought that would be a good time to send that to you.
Yeah, and it was the highlight of my day because grown men shitting their pants is wonderful. And by the way, I've never brought it up before, but it's true. I do have meetings with KFC management as well because there's a whole lot of Taco Bell/KFCs, and so we have to work with those fried chicken motherfuckers all the time.
That's what I figured. I figured you would probably, and if you were dealing with those fried chicken motherfuckers, I figured you might need a smile on your face. And what better to put a smile on your face than knowing that somebody almost shit their pants?
Well, and that's closely related to one of the biggest problems with KFC/Taco Bells is, okay, the smell of Taco Bell alone is enticing. The smell. What's going on here?
Wow, you can hear that, but I can't. That's awesome. Sorry.
Look, this is on topic. KFC smells really good. Okay, it might not be good for you, but it smells good on its own. Taco Bell smells good, if you're in the mood for it especially. Damn. The smell of KFC and Taco Bell together, which is what's emanating from a KFC Taco Bell, smells like shit. And if you eat both Taco Bell and KFC in the same day, especially in the same sitting, you're going to shit your pants.
Well, and then they have get even worse, right? Because they have the Taco Bell, KFC, Pizza Hut combos in some places, and that's just foul.
That's where you start incorporating vomit and shit.
Yeah.
And for some people, shit, blood, and cum. Because
on your hands?
Just yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Maynard.
Yeah. I've come full circle.
Well, a perfect circle. Anyway.
Wow. Not bad for so early in the goddamn morning, you guys.
Yeah, I'm feeling okay now. So Ian, you almost shit your pants. Maybe it's not a compelling story, but we got to get it out here.
Okay, I hope we got it. I got it out eventually, but not.
Nice.
Is it a story? Do you want to tell the story?
Me to tell you the story?
Yeah. Do you want background music? That's what I was testing there. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean for you to hear it.
Some like emotional piano music?
Is that what you're testing? Whoops.
I like that idea.
Okay, go ahead, Ian.
All right. It was a warm day, but it wasn't like a really warm day. It had just snowed 2 days prior. And so the ground was still really slick, which made walking on the sidewalks pretty risky. Because you know how once it gets sunny again, the water's dripping down, you still got the slush on the ground, there's some patches that are still icy. And this is important because it means you can't move that quickly, right? You got to be careful. So I went out to lunch, and I went to this little restaurant. It's a little local restaurant, and it's got like a bar area and like two little tables. And that's important because it's not like a big chain restaurant where you go around a corner and down a hallway to a bathroom with four stalls. It's like the only bathroom there is like right off the dining room. And if you go there, everybody's going to know what you just did. And I don't want to do that in a restaurant, right? So I walk. It's only four blocks from work, so it's not that far, but it's on the slippery streets. And so I walk out there. And it's because it's dry and it's winter, everything's dry, I'm feeling dehydrated, and they put a carafe of water on the table. I drink the carafe of water, and I ask for another one. They bring a second carafe of water. I drink all of that. They bring a third one. I start drinking that when I get my sandwich that I order. And meanwhile, the waitress, she doesn't want me to be anonymous or anything. So she sees, like, I order the third carafe of water, and the waitress is saying, Oh my gosh, everybody, look at this guy. He's so hydrated. You're so hydrated. How do you hydrate so much? We should all do that. Everybody, you should be more like him. And so now...
You're a fucking hero.
And like, there's people looking around at her like she's weird and looking at me. So now, if something happens... Now there's a bathroom right off the thing, and people have just actively called attention to me, right? So I can't be anonymous at all. Yeah. So
look at all this water this guy drank. He's like fucking Aquaman.
Out of
like Aquaman.
Multiple.
No single-use water bottles for me. Yeah. So as I'm eating my sandwich, I get through like the first third of my sandwich, and I feel like that little like, oh, I really need to go to the bathroom. But then, like I said, I look at the... I look at the door to the bathroom, and it's right there, and the restaurant's filling up. Because I'd gotten there a little early, and I was like, oof. So I was like, I'll just wait. I'll go when I get back to the office. And I get through the second third of my sandwich. I'm like, yeah, I really need to go to the bathroom. So I order the check before I finish the sandwich, and I say, okay, bring me the check. And they do, and I give them a card. And so I figure at least then, as soon as I finish the last bite of my sandwich, I can get up and leave. And then finish the sandwich, get up to go, and as I get up – you know how sometimes when you're sitting and you know you need to take a shit and then you stand up, you realize, oh, you actually really need to take a shit?
Yeah.
Like more than you thought?
Oh, yeah.
And so it was that situation where I got up and I was like, oh, okay. And then I looked again at the bathroom, but then I was like, no, I can't do it. I'm the fucking hydration hero, right? I can't have them say like, oh, look, everybody hydrate like him. And then I go into the bathroom and take like a massive liquid dump, like 8 gallons of water have just passed straight through my body. So,
Aquaman.
So I go outside. I'm like, okay, I can make it back. I can make it back. It's going to be fine. And I walk and like I get half a block away. So I get far enough that I'm like almost to like the point of no return where it's, you know, it's shorter to go to where I'm going then to come back, and I get so block and a half, and I feel that twitch. You know that twitch you get in your butthole sometimes, kind of like you have a twitch in your eye, where the twitch in your butthole is like, oh, like I'm working to keep things closed up here. And
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know that twitch. So I got that twitch, and I, you know, when you feel it for the first time, you like stop, kind of stock still, like there's like you're being hunted by a tiger on the savannah or something, and you're like,
yeah, it's hundreds of thousands of years of evolution, millions of years of evolution at work.
Yeah, right. So I stopped for a second, and then I was like, this is more serious than I thought, and so I start walking again. But then of course you're walking with the very serious intent, so everything is, you know, you're trying to keep the core strength going and keep everything just.
Oh, working, yeah. It's like DEFCON 4, which is like a cowboy strut, kind of like a bow-legged strut. Exactly. Like, yeah. DEFCON 5 is where you have to river dance. But if you're on fucking ice, you can't river dance.
Right. I can't river dance. I can't. Right. Exactly. I'm on ice. So I have to like place every foot carefully, and I'm moving forward. It's kind of like walking in a minefield while enemy soldiers are coming up behind you. So because if you slip and fall on the ice, it's all coming out, right? Then you're ice and shit yourself, which is
shit, blood and ice on my ass.
Yeah. And then you're, oh God. And then I should have also mentioned that there was a 4-hour meeting in the afternoon that I wasn't invited to by the executive leadership team, but I was told, be on deck, we may call you in at any time. And so if something went wrong, I wasn't gonna have time to like go home and fix things. It was just going to be a bad situation.
Yeah,
something was on deck, but it wasn't you.
Right. Yeah. So that was at a block and a half. I keep going at like 2.5 blocks to 3 blocks. I get the eye twitch again, but now it's like more of them, and they're
the brown eye twitch.
Yeah, right. The eye twitch analog, right? The eye twitch analog. Which the eye twitch analog was the name of my college band, by the way. So.
Analog.
Wow.
You know what an analog is, right? Okay.
Look,
so,
anal log. I had to say. Okay.
So I'm on the final block. I get back, and then of course the front door to our company, you have to badge in, and I didn't have my badge with me because I had forgotten it. So I had to like ring the bell, and then the security guy let me in, and he was saying, "Oh, I need, because you don't have your badge, I need you to sign in." And I was like, "Not today. I'll come back." And I make it barely to the bathroom, and I get in there, and I sit down, and it is like, I'm glad I didn't go in the restaurant, because it was like, a river cannon of shit, just like what. That was good. That was good music. And so I survived. It was a near thing. It was a near thing, but I made it, and I came home safe. So
the guy let you in without a badge. Did he realize what was happening? Your head sweating?
He had already let me in the building because he had to allow me to sign in. And then he was like, "I need you to sign in." I was like, "Nope." And I was like, "If he wants to follow me into the shitter, he can."
Yeah. Like, or you could have signed in with a big splat of poop.
Right.
Down your pants. No,
I had places to be. I went back and I squared up with him later. So
okay.
Worked out. Nice. But yeah, I didn't think he'd want to reap what he sowed there. So I tried to save him.
Wow. That's a hell of a story.
That is my near shitting myself story of the week.
All right. I liked it. That was good stuff right there. And bad stuff right there. I applaud you. I'm sort of on the side of hydration waitress. Should we call her that? I don't know. Hydro server? I'm kind of on her side. I'm not on her side for being proud of you that you're hydrated. Whatever. It's your business. You drink a lot or not. I'm not on her side of that. I'm on her side for calling you out, Ian. And here's what. Yeah, look at this guy.
Because it's too much work for them to bring me a couple of carafes of water or something, or
no? I'm on her side for calling you out because what I mean is, wait a minute, hang on, sorry. Before I go on, was she doing this sarcastically?
No, she was. I don't think so, unless it was some sort of like deep state Generation Z thing that I didn't know was happening. No, she seemed sincere.
Hey, everybody, look at this boomer. He's so hydrated. Oh my god! Yeah, you want another one, sir? Okay.
Yeah. You want another carafe of water? Okay, boomer.
Yeah. So no,
I think it was sincere because I was like, yeah, I don't know if it's that big a deal. But I was thirsty, and she said, oh, it's a really big deal because we're made of water. So I think she was one of those. Like,
she's made of water. So if she has a sex dream about Aquaman, anyway, that's weird. Let me just go on.
He can swim through her.
Yeah, I guess so. There's got to be some. Wow. What were we talking about?
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
Our listeners' imagination's running wild.
I just shorted out my own brain. On that, and then also I have everything on mute, and so when I said I shorted out my own brain, I hit a button and nothing happened, which sort of works for what I was saying because I'm stupid. Anyway. Ian, this is my question or point or whatever the fuck I was talking about. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. I think it would have been great if this waitress, I don't like saying waitress, this waiter were to, do the same thing when you did go to the bathroom. You decided, you know what, I'm not going to make this walk. I made it last time. But last time, Gary let me in the building. He might not be there this time or he might clock me. And there I am on the ground shitting myself. So I better go now. So you go into the restaurant shitter, and she's like, hey, everybody, look at this guy. He's so regular. Gosh, it's so great to be regular. We really need to be. No, I think that would be a good thing because then if we have a world where people just, hey, you know what? Got to take shit. All right, cool, whatever. And it's all on the up and up. Like you could say that to like the queen. Hi, queen. Real quick before I kiss your hand, can I go take a dump? She's like, yeah, it's over there. In that world, you can run into the door and say, Gary let me in, and he's like, you got to sign in. You're like, fuck that, Gary. I got to take a shit. He's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. You're not embarrassed to say it. So I applaud water waitress or whatever we're calling her, hydro server.
Water waitress is fine. I'll just point out, though, that if she had said that, she would have been wrong because there was nothing regular about shit.
That's what I was about to bring up because I think one thing – I've got to get this off my chest – I think that you could have used that bathroom if you would have made some sort of – if you could have caused a distraction of some kind.
Yeah, you're right. If I had had like a smoke bomb to plant in the front room or something.
Yeah, I was thinking like an M80 in the trash can or something.
Yeah. Like have somebody like stage a bar fight just outside the front door to take everybody's attention, and then I run in there, turn on the water taps to hide the sound and just do it.
That would have been impressive if you could have pulled that off. Like your whole bald head is purple and sweating because you have to take a shit, and you actually talk some people outside into like having a fake fight just so you could take a shit. Like that would have been real, you know, impromptu.
That would have been something. Yeah. I'm delighted by the idea of a guy who equips himself with a bat belt of contingencies for when he needs to distract people from him taking a shit. I just think that's awesome.
What is that utility belt with like M80s and smoke bombs and shit? Well, sometimes I have to poop at a diner.
Yeah.
And I don't really want people to know.
Yeah.
Or to pay attention to it.
Yeah, yesterday I had to.
I hydrate a lot, which, yeah. You know.
Well, she could be wrong. You didn't. I'm sorry, Ian. You drank a lot of water, but that's not hydrating. That's thirst. I mean, you don't drink 3 carafes of water all the time. Hydrating is all day long. She was wrong. She was calling you on. I don't want her to be the poop ambassador anymore. You know what? Because she's going to fuck it up. I'm sorry, but she's going to be like, every poop is a good poop. It's like, no, that's clearly not a good poop right there. No, it's a good poop because he wants to be regular. No, listen, Carla, he's not. He pooped on the dude's head. That's not regularity. That's assholery. Okay. You just need to. Nope, I'm all pro poop now, and now all we do is talk about poop. There's podcasts about poop. There's Queen of Poop. There's, you know, Carly.
You could have thrown her off, Ian. You could have thrown her off and just said, actually, this isn't really it's not an indication of my good health. I'm drinking this water because I've been up on meth for 3 days.
Well, that's a different kind of distraction.
I could have said that. The problem is, like I said, it's a small local restaurant, and it's a place that I actually go repeatedly, and I know some of the people, and I'm not going to – like, I don't want to –
That's why you weren't going to shit in the little bathroom, because you need to maintain your reputation. So,
Right. And normally I'm not that shy about using bathrooms, but I knew this one when I felt it coming was going to be significant. So you don't want to do that. Right? Both from the sound that it's going to make, but then also when you open the door to go back out, you don't want like that smell. It's a small area to just waft out through the restaurant where everyone's having their fucking craft paninis.
That's right.
So,
yeah. Well, you know, Gus.
Sorry.
I love how right when I said Gus, that music came on. If he listens to this show, he'll appreciate that. The thing is, if Gus were the waiter in that situation, he wouldn't – and then you went and actually used the bathroom, he wouldn't have been applauding not just the hydration but the regularity of the bowel movement. He would have been disappointed in the bowel movement. I've been in several situations with Gus where I have to take a shit. And it's like holding up the works. That is like we're getting ready to go somewhere, or like I have to stop because we're on the way somewhere. I've had lots of near poop in
you
my
got,
pants.
You got a loose sphincter back there, fella. Yeah, you've told a lot of stories.
I've had my digestive system is unpredictable, but Gus gets irritated over the years. He's been disappointed where, and he's actually said this to me where I'm like, okay, well, we can go, but I got to take a shit first. And he's like, it's like 11 a.m. And he looks at me and I'm like, yeah, is this not an opportunity? What's wrong with that? And he's like, and he said this to me on a couple different occasions. He's like, you need to get on a fucking schedule, man.
Get on a schedule?
Yeah, where he's like, it's not healthy to be shitting at all these different times of the day. Like, you should be shitting at the same time every day. I do. What's wrong with you?
Well, my first shit's at the same time every day, and then after that, it's more like jazz.
Yeah, me too.
It's just impromptu. I love it.
Yeah, no. Right out of my jazz hole.
But what is this? Does he not know? Look, if you're regular, that's great, but it's also predictable. And what if somebody wants to kill you? They'll do it in the shitter. Me, I have a random number generator on my laptop that tells me when to shit, and it's completely unpredictable. That way, you know, they can't shoot me while I'm shitting.
Just made me realize I've been trying to figure out the best way to murder Gus over the years, and like I just need to figure out. I think that he takes a shit at 8:46 a.m. every morning. That's a very vulnerable situation.
Absolutely, yeah.
I would strangle him with a piano cord as he shit.
No, it's the crossbow bolt from beneath, like Game of Thrones, right?
There you go. Yeah.
God. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Spoilers.
Tyrion.
That makes you short. Yeah.
I got it. I should pay a midget to kill him with a crossbow.
Yes.
Because he's a huge Game of Thrones fan. So, like, his last words would be like, nice.
Wait, would you time it so he's watching like an episode of Game of Thrones on his iPhone or whatever? And he's watching the moment when Tyrion shoots.
And it happens right when that scene comes up.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be, you know what? That would be so. I think that would be great. I really like the idea of Ian saying, it's 11 a.m., man. Like, you just took a drink, you know? like he's disgusted with your inability to be morally apt.
Yeah, well, that's when you say, look, Gus, it's 8:46 a.m. somewhere.
Perfect. Oh, man.
Anyway, I got to check around and make sure there's no midgets with crossbows around here.
That's right.
And you doubted that there could be a good show about shit.
Look at us. We're just talking shit about shit.
Jazz. Jazz holes.
I like that. That's I was going to say something else about our hydro waitress or waiter, but I can't remember what it was. But I remember what it was. Ian. Oh, Ian, what? You are in such a world of shit right now because you say you didn't want to let loose a megaton of butt rocks because other people who go there would know you because you're a regular at the restaurant, right?
Yeah, but I wasn't regular that day.
But now you're the hydro guy. Every fucking time you go to that restaurant, you have to drink 3 carafes of water. Otherwise, she's going to call you out.
I don't have to live up to her expectations. That's fine.
It's not hers anymore.
Don't live up to whatever bullshit hydration expectations she put on me.
No, it's not.
You just don't want to be the person who, because when she did that, that was more about her. That's like calling attention to her. But if I then cemented that with the massive shit, then it moves all of that to me, right? It was like she's the awkward customer caller outer person.
Okay.
But then if while that in that space I had taken the massive shit, then that would move it to me. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, you make a very good point. And so I guess then it behooves you to, whenever you go there, you can't do anything that allows her to virtue signal, right? You can't drink a lot of water. You can't, like, she's like, what are you doing? Here's your sandwich, sir. What are you doing? It's like, oh, I'm writing out a check to animal rescue. You can't do that.
Oh, my God. We should all rescue animals. Everybody look. Everybody.
Yeah.
You should rescue animals, too.
Yeah, because she'll just keep doing that. Like, you're sitting there, and I don't know, what's something virtuous you could do while you're... You know what? You've got a great big pill, a bottle of fiber pills. And she's like, oh, yeah, you got to be regular. That's great. Everybody look at this guy. He's super regular.
And yeah, that would be a little weird. I might not do that.
Yeah, joke's on her. You're not. You're jazz hands.
Yeah. Tricked you.
Stupid. Anyway.
I hate to change the subject to something other than shit, but ever since you brought up walking around on the ice.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things, and I just want to recommend it to everybody, is if you look up on YouTube, just people falling down on the ice, there's lots of really good stuff there.
Is there?
Yeah. Well, and if it were up to me, and I can't really find a good one, but at one point, there's a video of somebody who has two full bags, paper bags of groceries that's walking on the ice. And they slip around for a lot. It takes them a long time to finally fall over. And then the payoff's great because the fucking groceries explode everywhere when they hit the ice.
One of my favorite YouTube videos, and I'd have to go and find it, but I will, and I'll send it to you guys, is back in the early 2000s, there was like an ice storm in Portland, Oregon. And there's this guy at the top of a very small but a real hill, like on the balcony of his apartment, who kept taking video of people who would come to the top of the street in their cars and then just completely lose control. And they would just go, it was like watching bocce with cars, and everyone would just slide down the hill and go sideways and then slam into everybody else at the bottom. It was amazing. It's just so satisfying to watch.
You know, in the place where we grew up in down on Payne Street in Sevierville.
Yeah.
There's lots of ice and snow on the roads during wintertime. And I saw many times where one person's coming to a stop sign and they try to stop and fail and slide through. And thank God, because the three people behind them try the same thing and fail. So they all just slide through the stop sign. If any one of them had been successful stopping, then there would have been an accident. I always thought that was fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. Sevierville had some, well, and where I am now has some, it has some crazy snow as well. But here they're militant about plowing. So here in New Mexico, where I moved to. So
yeah,
they were not so fastidious like, about that. In
as soon as the snow starts, it's crazy. So the streets get really, really bad at first. And then, but pretty soon after it starts snowing, they're out in force. That's good.
Oh, that's some good shit right there.
See, it was some good shit.
This
well, and to bring it back to human feces, this is something I would love. This there, if you go on YouTube and you look for accidents on the ice and everything, there's also a bunch of videos of people trying to jump into swimming pools or ponds that turn out to be frozen.
Yes.
Oh,
or,
really?
Or they're trying to jump through a thin. They're trying to be really hardcore and like jump through like thin ice,
and it's not like, thin ice.
Ultra fucking polar bear club type of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But they just and they're almost naked, just Speedos or something on, and they jump on and just they don't go through the ice. They just get hurt and slide in pain, like in a fetal position. And the only thing that would make that video better is if it were so traumatizing when they hit the ice that they actually shit and they slide in a fetal position as poop comes out and make a big shit smear on the ice. Am I a sociopath?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah. But no, does it count as a sociopath if you only laugh about it when it happens to strangers?
I think it's the sociopathy is indicated by the fact he dreamed this up, whether it's strangers or otherwise.
That's what it is, because everybody loves to watch other people in pain to a certain degree. I mean, if you're watching beheadings and you like it, then you have a fucking really big problem and you need to be locked up or killed.
Well, you can like
who watches beheadings?
ISIS members?
Yeah, but... I mean, when you like it because it gives you a sex of satisfaction. God damn it, a sense of.
Oh, John told me what's going on.
Is there fribber?
Why do they even call it dyslexia?
When people have a sense of satisfaction because that whom was beheaded in.
Are you having a stroke?
I think I am.
It's been a while since you've had a stroke. That was a good one. Thanks, Jason.
Yeah, something in my brain is not working.
You were talking about beheadings. Continue.
I'm just saying, you're like, I'm going to be very satisfied as a human being and a soulful, empathetic individual when that person up there who was a warmonger gets his head chopped off. You're like, oh, I feel so good right now. His head got chopped. That's not – you can get satisfaction from a beheading. It's when you see, like, you're walking down the street and you're like, I'm going to go to the store, buy some oranges, and you turn a corner and there's a public beheading going on and you whip out your dick. That's – no, that's bad.
Yeah. We've got – that's pathology.
Yeah, that's
sure. – Well, I'd actually say, I mean, yes, that is pathology. But, well, depending what you're whipping your dick out for, I guess. But in almost all cases, that's probably pathology. But I'd actually say, yeah, it's okay to be like, yay, the bad man is dead. But – if you're enjoying watching the beheading, I'd say that's actually probably not that great.
Well, I guess if you live in a world where there is a person who needs to have justice done upon via beheading, you're in a bad place anyway. We should not live in a world where people need to be beheaded. I think we all agree with that. And if you want to live in a world where people need to be beheaded for whatever reason, then you have a problem. So put your dick back in your pants, Mr. Yeah. Beheadophilia is... it's a social problem. It's not an individual problem. It's a social problem.
I just thought of something. This situation could be misinterpreted. You could get yourself in trouble here. If somebody was being beheaded and simultaneously lit on fire and you whipped out your dick, hold on now. Now you whip out your dick in response to this, but that's because you don't have, three carafes of water like Ian when he's eating a sandwich. You're just trying to pee on the guy that's on fire to put him out.
No, but you do have three carafes of water.
If the police see that, it looks as if there's a person there's a person on fire and you're peeing on him and somebody's beheading him at the same time, and you would probably be arrested with the beheader. because it looks like a big terrible scene. So
you're trying to save his life. The beheader sees it and says, man, that guy's burning to death. Like, that's a bad way to go. I should just behead him and do the nice thing for him. And then you both get in trouble with the police.
Yeah.
Because
and the whole time it was just a monk that was the self-immolating.
Right. Yeah. And two people, two good Samaritans who are alternately trying to piss him out and behead him to save him the suffering are both held accountable for it. Yeah, that doesn't seem fair, does it?
Okay.
Yeah, and the police wouldn't realize it, but that's just a situation that should have been left alone. I mean, the monk was.
Yeah, that's just.
He had good intentions. Their lives.
So I got it now. This guy walking down the street, he's on his cell phone. He's like, hey, Debbie, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. The Viagra's not working. The Cialis isn't working. And he turns a corner and he goes, oh, wait, Debbie, there's a monk just set himself on fire. Some dude with a giant axe just walked up. Jesus Christ, the guy's peeing on him. Now the cops are here. They're beating the shit out of everybody. Ah, Debbie, I'm so hard right now. That would be.
That would be problematic.
That okay?
Yeah, that would be really sad if that's the only thing that cures that guy's ED.
That is a fucked up fetish.
It's the only combination. There has to be somebody getting lit on fire, beheaded, and then the entire situation is like police violence erupts. Yeah. And that's it. That's finally when you get a boner.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That would be,
that must be hard to set up repeatedly. So your boner is going to be rare.
That's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, charity.
Well, you just have to get a video of it. And then watch it.
Yeah, but you know.
Should make like a movie about that, where it's like a thriller where the serial killer keeps doing that over and over again, and the cops has to figure out what the fuck is going on. Yeah.
That would be, yeah. I hope.
It's an impossible mystery to untangle. It is.
Detective Barnes, what have you got there? Well, this is the third time that we've seen a monk set himself on fire. A guy with an axe tries to behead him. Another guy pees on him, and then our guys show up, beat the shit everybody. It's the third one in a row. Also the third scene where I've discovered semen. I think there might be a connection.
The most confusing thing that nobody understands is that the police really are focusing their beating on the guy that's being beheaded and is on fire for some reason.
Well, yeah, because he's the minority.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
He's the only guy that isn't white.
And so in this situation, the worst thing is not the guy jerking off or the fact that he set this up in advance multiple times or that the fucking detectives can't figure it out. Jesus Christ. Happens once. Shame on you. The second time a monk sets this on fire, gets beheaded while being peed on, the police show up and you can't figure out why. Shame on you, dude. Wait, no. Shame on me. I fucked that up. Listen.
Shame on us. Shame on this show.
Shame on this show for sure.
And then two-thirds of the way through the movie, they're going to be looking at the photos that somebody took or the security camera from the scene, and they're going to see the blurry guy in the background. They're going to be like, enhance, enhance. And it's going to be the guy in the back, like, jacking off, looking at.
There's
looking
a second the wiener. There's a second wiener.
There was a second wiener the whole time.
There's two wieners.
What a crazy twist. And the name of the movie will be, because we're going to film this. This is going to be the plot of a film. It's going to be called Enhance. Because he wants to enhance his boner, but he can't until he sees, like, stuff. And, yeah, like, in that nightmare scenario, the thing that's worse generally, I'm not being sarcastic, it's the fact that the minority is the one being abused. Look, dude wants to set himself on fire, his business, I don't problem that. Guy walking around with an axe, just in case someone sets themselves on fire and he wants to,
so you
know.
Put them out of their misery?
Yeah. Right. I'm cool with that. Dude pees on someone to not let them be on fire. I mean, he just drank three carafes of water, you know, use it or lose it, so I'm cool with that too. Police showing up because of some fracas, I'm cool with that. All these things I'm okay with. I'm not okay with a minority being beaten on by the cops. So,
enhance. You left out a component, though. Are you okay with the guy that's in the background jerking it?
Yeah, I'm fine with that, too.
And filming it.
Yeah, I'm totally 100%. That's cool.
No, he's the serial killer. He's the one who keeps setting these things up to make sure these people are all in the right places.
Yeah,
you can't be on that guy's side.
No, I mean, for him, it's a specific selfishness, whereas police racism is a systemic problem. And that's what
are you saying, like, you cheered for Kevin Spacey in Seven? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I guess so, because some of the, you know, at the, you know, well, the end, spoiler alert, but Brad Pitt breaks the law. That's pretty, you know, hypocritical of him. So, I mean, yeah, I
look,
guess I was.
See where you're coming from. The obvious problem is that there's a minority being abused. To untangle the mystery of why there's a guy jerking off to the whole scene, that's secondary. You got to investigate that later. The most urgent thing is to intervene or to call attention to the fact that a minority is being
As weird as our movie Enhance is going to be, it has Oscar potential because of the social message.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, should we go back to talking about shit again?
Yeah, actually, there was no shit in that whole scenario. That's
well, I did. I did try. I said the police were beating the shit out of everybody.
Okay, good. Yeah, we're back.
It all connects.
Well, that's what I like about shit. Is like shit. Everything is shit. Any time you can just bring in some shit. You can call it shit, and you can say that like, oh, that's shitty, or you can say, oh, that's some good shit. Right? Doesn't matter. Anything.
Or that's your shit. This is my shit.
Yeah.
Everything's shit. Shit.
Shit is a universal pronoun.
You know, I was going to ask you, Jason, and I've probably asked you before, maybe this will be a repeat story, but you got anything? I've probably told like 100 stories about grown men shitting their pants.
Right.
Ian has now blessed us with this wonderful story about him almost shitting his pants.
Yeah.
And it was totally worth doing this bonus episode at 5 a.m. in the morning to hear that story, especially because we ended up with somebody on fire being beheaded and peed on. Beat up by the police, somebody jerking off in the background. I mean, shit, I couldn't have asked for more. But have you ever shit your pants? Can you tell us a shit your pants story?
No, I don't think that I can. I would, you know, right? I would, but I don't have one.
At least make me feel better, like you had the flu once or like you had a fever and you were trying to fart a little bit and it, like maybe a little bit of spittle on your left butt cheek and then you had to go wipe it off. Just give me something.
I mean, I have a 4-year-old and Ian can attest to this. I've had my hands in shit.
Deep shit, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Deep in shit.
of course, yeah.
I got nothing. I'm trying to think of something that I could put on the same level. Like, if I haven't shat myself, have I ever puked down my own pants and not told someone about it, for example? But no, every time that happens, I tell people. I can't think of... Sorry, Joe, help me out here.
Well, look, I'm not going to let you go. I'm not going to let you out of this so easy. Have you at least had a fart that was so – it sounded so terrible that maybe your wife or you thought maybe you had shit your pants because it just sounded so juicy?
I don't think so. I like where you're going with this, but –
man, you've got a really well-behaved butthole and digestive system.
I don't know about – I don't, yeah, pretty much. Well, I'm regular, you know. What was it? 8:47?
8:46 a.m.
8:46. Oh.
I made donuts.
No midgets, no crossbows, just a nice BM.
Time to make the donuts. you know, I've had. The closest I can come to an embarrassing shit story is I once jerked off in a airport. Bathroom stall. I mean, that's, you know, so I was standing over a shitter.
Did you smell human shit and it turn you off? Have you ever done that?
What
have
hurts?
You ever this sounds really weird. God. But sometimes I'll go to the bathroom and just to jerk off and suddenly I've like farted or I realize that I have to take a shit and it turns me off because now there's all this shit smell, and I can't jerk it properly.
But can we go back to it for a second? To Jason, you were doing that in the bathroom, and you were standing over the toilet.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Wait a minute. You think that I would sit on a public airport toilet? That's disgusting. Do you know how many people stand over airplane toilets jerking off, dude?
Oh wait, it was an airplane toilet?
No, airport. I said, yeah, I meant to say airport.
Toilet, and you were standing up over the toilet.
And Ian,
I have no idea anybody ever stood up over it to do that. That's amazing. Well, now I definitely won't sit on it anymore.
Well, I think it's hilarious, Ian, that you were incredulous when you thought I said airplane. Like, wait a minute, why is that bad? Airplane? Oh, airport. Yeah, gross. Okay.
Well, because in an airplane, you're stuck in the air for like 6 hours. There's a two tiny stalls of bathrooms.
Yeah.
You're gonna jack off in there. The whole thing is gonna smell like semen, like for 4 hours. And every single person who has to go to the bathroom is gonna be in there, like Jesus fucking Christ.
How pungent is your semen, dude?
I was
dude?
Gonna say that's the exact word that came to my mind, Jason.
I don't know. Like it smells. That's probably yeah. I guess that's an exaggeration, but it seems like there's. I don't know. Like when there's sex or when there's masturbation, there's a smell, isn't there? It smells like something.
I assumed it was all of the stuff rubbing around, getting warm, and being there for a bit of time.
Like the musk and the juices and the lubrications of the human body.
Oh, so you're putting it on. You're putting it on. All the smells are lady smells.
No. That's a good point that you make. No, because it could be two dudes.
The smell of my sweaty balls is another thing.
Fair enough.
Wait, wasn't the name of my band in college? Anyway,
ladies and gentlemen from Lawrence, Kansas, welcome. My sweaty balls.
But yeah, it feels like extra inappropriate to jack off in the airplane itself. Because you're monopolizing a tiny space that everybody needs. You're potentially making a mess there. Yeah. It could be something that falls on the floor. Some people are just wearing their socks on the airplane because their feet hurt. So they could be getting like a drop of your cum on their socks. Like the whole thing just feels like the bathroom. If you got to do what you got to do, but on an airplane, it's like, can't you at least get to your next layover first?
Well, you know what? I've had times when I was just barely hanging on and I ran into the office where I was working and guys like, oh, you forgot your badge. I'm going to have to sign in. I'm like, nope. And then into the bathroom, jerk off. You know what? You just can't hold it back sometimes.
Well, and on an airplane, it is my theory that there are cameras in the airplane bathrooms, and so the captain can always see what's going on in the bathroom. They won't ever admit that because, you know, that's a huge invasion of privacy, and you know. But I think that they have cameras, and they can see what's going on in the bathroom in case somebody's, like, preparing a bomb or something.
Well, so what would you think that captain on a boring flight, right? He's in the air for 4 hours, got 2 hours to go, right? He's feeling kind of hungry. He'd like a beer, but he can't have a beer because his wife...
I think if it was the last day on his job and he saw on the camera that you were jacking off in there, he'd be like, ladies and gentlemen, if you look to your left, you can see the Grand Canyon. Also, you should know that there's a guy jacking off in the bathroom. So if you need to
gentlemen,
go...
13E is jacking off in the bathroom.
Right, and then one of the flight attendants goes, hey, everybody, this guy's jerking off. You know, that's really good. Being sexually confident is something we should all practice. We should all be good for him. Good for you.
Yeah, just like that.
The cheerleader waitress is now a stewardess.
Yeah, she's a flight attendant, and she's there.
Oh, flight attendant. I'm sorry. And stewardess is pejorative now, right?
I think anything that is feminized in terms of differentiating between male of that and female of that, like actor, actress, waiter, waitress, I think any of that is sexist. I don't know what the zeitgeist is, but I try to avoid. I mean, the words are in our vernacular, right? We can't always avoid them, especially because I like
to. The royals. I know that you've got this weird kind of fixation on the royal family. Do you find it offensive that some are princes and some are princesses?
Yeah, that's a good example. I in general,
should they just be prince people or prince?
Well, I think you know this royals. Might be a problem that could be solved by eradicating the idea of royalty in the first place. But there are many royal titles that differentiate between the man and the woman, but they do so on an equal level. For example, lord and lady. If you look at the etymology of these two words, they go way, way back to a time when lord meant the one who works the field and lady meant the one who bakes the bread. So that's teamwork, right? Now, we have a minute and a half to explain why we're getting this fucking English lesson at the end of our shit, blood, and cum episode.
Oh, man.
Because we've talked about all three. I mean, the blood was only when the police were beating on the burning minority who was getting his head chopped off while being peed on. But that's still blood.
That's true. Well, I was hey, Ian, you're familiar with Maine. You've spent a lot of time in Maine, correct?
I've spent some time there, yeah.
And this will have something to do with shit, but I wanted to tell you guys about something. We're watching this movie called Island Zero. You ever heard of this, Ian?
No.
It's a horror movie, and it was filmed in Maine, and most of the actors were just local, like, community theater actors in the movie. So they all have these genuine Maine accents.
Nice.
And I'm super obsessed with the whole not just Maine accents, but if you watch like a Stephen King movie, especially Pet Sematary, people have really thick Maine accents, and they try to kind of use it almost as a horror effect. So they don't just do the Maine accent; they try to be ominous about it.
Yeah, they try to make it seem like Maine accents are extra creepy.
Yeah, it's almost there's an association between Maine accents and like scary stories now because of Stephen King.
Because Stephen King's from Maine. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when my wife and I are watching movies, Stephen King stories mostly, with Maine accents, we start talking to each other in Maine accents.
That's kinky.
Oh my gosh. Are they good Maine accents, or are they just like offensive Maine accents?
I don't know. That's why, because you spent enough time there, I wanted to tell you a couple of things that my wife and I were saying to each other while we were watching this movie.
All right.
In a Maine accent, and I want you to, I don't know, give me a 0 to 10 score on it.
Okay.
Wait, you're going to do your accent right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you do it in character? I want you to, this is how I want you to use your accent. You are the director of the movie Enhance, which is being filmed in Maine, because it's basically a horror film. And I want you to direct the scene, the important scene in your accent. Okay, go.
Okay, now, Lewis, I want you to set yourself on fire. Okay, now, Peter, I'd like you to come on in and try and chop his head off. You know, I'm going into Jimmy Stewart here.
No, yeah, you're doing great.
Doing like a Jimmy Stewart or Foghorn Leghorn kind of thing there.
I say, boy, pee on him good.
No, suddenly I've lost my Judd Crandall. I can slip into Judd Crandall sometimes, like, Lewis, sometimes you gotta pee on someone who's on fire.
I just, you know, you and your lovely wife are watching this stuff, and you're talking to each other in these Maine accents, and I just gotta imagine, you know, it's Netflix, you're about to chill. I don't know, you know what, I can't imagine it, and I don't want to imagine it. I don't want to imagine you and your wife yelling creepy Maine accent sex things at each other. Why don't you put it right back there? Shove it in. Shove it in. Oh, yeah. Now that feels good.
Listen, honey. I want you to. It's all Jimmy Stewart now for me.
So, yeah, that's not a very good Maine accent.
Ah, damn it. All right, I'll work on it.
We just got a few seconds left while the Roig stuff plays out. And, Joe, you got to scream something. But you know what I hope happens? I really hope this is why the universe was invented. You remember I talked about that makeup lady on the YouTube there? Remember?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm hoping that somebody, some algorithm picks up our saying her name on this podcast. Her fans all start to download this episode and listen to it, and we corrupt the fuck out of those people, and that's the end of the beginning of the apocalypse. That's what I hope happens. You know, and I say corrupt those people, I mean in a good way. Hey, folks, I am not opposed to you, the things that you're like, and I'm not trying to anti-virtue signal your demise. You do you. In fact, I'm going to watch more of your videos, and I'm going to enjoy them on a level of delight that is not ironic or sardonic or any of those other English language words.
Or bubonic.
Yes, what he said. Or the bubonic chronic. Yeah.
Bubonic chronic. Yeah. Hey, guess what, everybody? That one person that is our listener, rate and review us on your podcast apps.
Oh, yeah.
You can find us on Instagram, just_B_cousins. Follow us on Twitter. Look for us on Facebook. Comment on our shit. Ian, thank you very much for giving Jason a birthday message and doing a Jason impersonation. That was fucking rad.
It was perfect. I wanted to say that. Yeah, that was. Thank you for that.
I after the fact, I thought I could have gone longer with it, and I was like, "Oh, I should call back and leave another one, but next year maybe."
Okay, I'm cool. I could have gone longer. That's gonna be the name of my sex tape. Okay.
You know, we did a Shags episode, we did a Jason episode. These are the new themes. So one day we're gonna do an Ian episode, Ian.
Yes, all right, we are. Then, and it's going to be.
You can't really do an Ian episode. Well, I guess you could do an Ian episode without me, but what would be kind of weird?
Well, yeah. Today was kind of an Ian episode, but no, it wasn't. It was shit. But if it weren't for you, we wouldn't have done this episode.
Well, yeah, I guest starred. Certainly.
Starring shit!
Do you want me to start the Roiks up over again, or?
No, I'm just going to scream, and you guys have a wonderful day. Thanks for waking up and doing this episode with me.
You too, man.
All right.
Shit, blood, and come on my hands!